It's been a century since the west side of Onondaga Lake has been available to the general public. That changes this weekend when Onondaga County opens up the West Shore Trail. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports on the latest step in reclaiming what was once the most polluted lake in the country.
For nearly 30 years, waste from production of soda ash by Allied Chemical and Solvay was dumped into waste beds along the western shore of Onondaga Lake. What was left was a field of dry, chalky, white alkaline waste rising 60 feet above the lake shore. As the reclamation of Onondaga Lake continues, a piece of that becomes available to the public for the first time in a long time when Onondaga County opens a 2.5-mile extension of the Onondaga Lake Park Trail. County Executive Joni Mahoney has taken in the view and calls it spectacular.
100 years ago, people enjoyed that part of the lake, but nobody has seen it really the way they're going to see it now with that trail open.
So what's happened to the chalky waste?
That material exists. There are people, including the Onondaga Nation, that would very much like for that to be removed. But the question is, removed to where? Because it has to go somewhere. And where it is right now, it can be remediated. And we've remediated it to the point where this trail is safe.
This is the first step in the revitalization of the west side of the lake that will include extending the trail to the creek walk in the city of Syracuse and construction of an amphitheater. Festivities for the trail opening begin Sunday morning. It can be accessed from 690 West at the State Fair exit. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.